You're listening to QC Makeup Academy's very first podcast episode. And today, we're talking about the top tips to jumpstart your makeup career. I'm your host, Victoria, from QC Makeup Academy, and I am thrilled to be joined today by QC tutor and executive makeup artist Nathan Johnson. So let's get started. Nathan, I am so glad you're my co-host today.
Victoria, thank you so much. It's absolutely my pleasure to be here. I love working with QC, and I've had the great privilege of working as a tutor for over 3 years and as the executive makeup artist for about 2.5 of that time. So it's just been an absolute joy to be able to push the educations and the craft of makeup into the homes of so many people who want to make it such a big and amazing part of their lives. I've had the great joy of spending my life making people understand, I'd say, the power of the feel-good factor. I think that very often people walk through this planet not necessarily with all the self-confidence they should have for a variety of reasons. And sometimes a little bit of lipstick or the little touch of mascara or the little right kiss of color just reminds people that they're beautiful. And that little reminder is just enough to pop the shoulders back and send you walking across this planet with confidence and happiness and ease. And that all leads to a much better life. In addition to the experience I've had at QC, working with now hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students, I've also had the privilege to work with many major celebrities, ranging from Paul McCartney, Paula Abdul, and Lea Michele, to Annette Bening, Angela Lansbury, and Kevin Bacon. The number of people I've worked with has been, it's astounding to me. It's close to, I think, 500 major celebrities that I've had the pleasure to work with. I spent 2 seasons on the U.S. version of Project Runway, and I've designed for New York Fashion Week, designers in general, editorials. I've just had quite a wonderful and exciting career that's crossed most every area, from film and TV straight on to The Bride. It's just been a wonderful and exciting journey, but it's all packed with the same thing, the beautiful power of the feel-good factor.
That's wonderful. QC Makeup Academy is so lucky to have you.
Oh, it's me who's lucky. It's me who's lucky to be able to have the privilege to work with QC.
Thank you. On today's episode, Nathan's going to share his tips on how to jumpstart your makeup career. So whether you've just graduated from QC Makeup Academy or you're a current student, you'll be faced with the challenge of entering the real world of professional makeup artistry. You've spent time learning and honing your craft, and now it's time to get out there and make a name for yourself. So Nathan, I've got a series of questions for you.
Perfect.
It's a daunting task for any new graduate to make their way in the real world. For a newly certified makeup artist, a positive attitude is key. Why is attitude so important?
I gotta tell you, I love that this is the question that you're leading with. Because most people think, oh my God, skill is everything, talent is everything. No, it's a major part of it. But the thing I think that most needs to be underlined as I lead my way to answering your question is makeup is a skill, and it can be learned by anybody. Anybody. Some people come in and go, I have students who say, oh, I'm so terrible at makeup. And I say, immediately stop saying that. Because the more you say it, the more you'll be terrible at makeup. But the second you realize the ease and, the magic with which you can just step right into your own artistry, you discover it. And that's part of the positive attitude. Not just a positive attitude around the people that you work with, but a positive attitude with yourself, both towards your education and the career that you're going to have, the goals that you want to reach. And when you have that positive attitude and you practice, this thing that maybe seemed so far away becomes an amazing ability, seemingly overnight. Because all the knowledge, all the magic, all the proper classical techniques are really outlined in these videos and these written materials in kind of ingenious ways that allow you to practice again and again and again. So these skills can be learned if and only if you put in the work, effort, and time to achieve that learning. So you, the student, are solely responsible for whether or not you become successful in terms of your skill and the growth of your talent. And that can all happen right in your own house. Now, in terms of the positivity, that's the thing for some people that's much harder. Because very often, growing up, the way sometimes we work and the way that it just works with society and the competition sort of aspect, we often look for the negative and find the negative. My feeling and my advice to everybody is look for the positive. Always look for the good qualities in yourself and other people. Maximize those in everybody. Because the positive aspect is so good. Because guess what? When you're doing makeup with somebody, that's an hour of their time they're never going to get back. If you do an amazing job, but you're a negative wet blanket, they're not going to recommend you. They're going to be like, oh, she does great makeup, but oh, good grief. But if you walk in and you're just joyful, you're an incredible listener, you spread a little bit of sunshine every time you look, you gaze, you speak, whatever it may be, you will have so much work. You won't even know what to do. And I always say this time and time and time again, because I am a lifelong learner. I am always, always, always learning, not just about makeup, but about there's constantly something that I'm learning, because I believe we have to challenge the brains. And every time you learn something, everything else you're good at becomes better because you're just expanding your capabilities. And I never, ever, ever will claim to be the best makeup artist. Never. Not in a million years, because I'm a lifelong student of makeup. But I will tell you that sometimes I get jobs over people who everyone would say are clearly, perhaps more famous, much better known than I am because of my likability factor. I am very, very, very good to the people that I work with. I take great care to teach them while I work with them. I don't do my work and keep my secrets to myself. Same thing when you watch these videos, those of you who've seen them all and graduated and those who are just starting, I kind of tell you all my secrets. I'm giving you the secrets that I have come up with from playing with and experimenting with all kinds of products and all kinds of techniques. Sometimes I've made mistake after mistake, having to start face over again and again and again to come up with some of these things. I'm giving them all to you. Doesn't matter to me. You're not my competition. You're people on a shared journey with me. So I don't care what, I don't think there's any secrets that I have to keep from you. I want you all to have careers far more successful than mine. I absolutely want that. I want every one of your dreams to come true. I want you to achieve everything beyond what you even think you could achieve. And a huge part of that, and I cannot say it enough, entirely starts with your positive attitude. I was 2 weeks out of makeup school, and I knew the first thing I had was a very, very, very solid decision that I wanted to work with celebrities. I made the plan. I saw it in my mind. I knew it was going to happen. I approached it with a positive attitude. And I kept visualizing it and thinking about it. And then that made me start recognizing opportunities for it. And within 2 weeks, I had Ice-T. And immediately, Ice-T just liked me so much. He was like, my wife is gonna love you. He gets on the phone and calls Coco. And so Coco, all of a sudden, comes specifically to meet me. We talk makeup. We play makeup for an hour. Within 2 weeks of makeup school, I had Ice-T and Coco. It all just unfolded from there. And the power of the personality, that's a huge part of what got me Project Runway. For quite some time, I was the personality on Fox News doing all their makeup how-tos. And that was because the producer liked me. That's why all of these things, happen for everybody. Likability is a major part of it. So I just can't underline enough how that positive attitude, that kindness, that going the extra mile for people has always, always paid off in my career in aces. It's been ace after ace after ace. It's taken me around the world. It's put me in the homes of some of the most famous people on this planet. It has put money in my bank account, and it has just given me a life that people look back and go, oh my God, you have the most interesting life. And you know what? Sometimes I just laugh because I kind of can't believe how easily it's all come to me. And I truly, truly, truly credit. Yes, I've practiced. I've worked very hard for it. But above all those things, I've worked even harder to have a great attitude and to try and bring that with me into the room every single time.
Wow, so the kind of energy that you put out into the world really makes a difference.
Oh my God, it's like if we just look at the basic laws of nature, I mean, you know, whatever you put in motion in any way, shape, or form, if the thing that you're putting in motion is a negative thing, you're going to get a negative thing back. But if you work and put a positive thing out there, you will be rewarded with something spectacular. You will. The only thing I can speak from here, in addition to, you know, I've put a lot of time and effort into studying these principles as well, because they fascinate me, and I've always found that I have such luck when I practice them, but the proof in the pudding for me, besides it working for so many great masters and people who've achieved such incredible things in this world, I can just say it's worked for me. It's worked for me across the board. I have done, you know, and I'm a human. I make mistakes. But when I make these mistakes, I always manage to look back. When I make good at it, situations can completely turn around 100% of the time.
That's a great attitude to take you through your entire life and not just your makeup career.
Oh, absolutely, darling. You, once you start trying this positivity, you're going to see it's everywhere. It just infects all the areas of your life. It makes you infinitely, infinitely more likable. And here's the thing. As a makeup artist, you know, you kind of have to skirt a fine line, because you don't want to walk in and be talking people's ear off. You have to gauge what it is your client wants. Some people want to talk to you the whole time. They're curious, gregarious people that just want to know why you do what you do, how you started, who you've worked on, a million different things. And then there's other people who just kind of want the hello, and then they want to be in their own head to relax while it's done. But we've just got to be able to, no matter what they want, either one of those or anything in the middle, we've just got to be able to give it to them all with a great kindness that makes them just really glad that we're the person who was there with them.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure.
So the next question kind of follows the same theme. Do you think that networking is really the key to success? How can new grads get their name out there?
Well, I think networking is one of the keys to success. I think, you know, the things that we've talked about already are two of those. You know, we've talked about the education and the practice. Those are, you know, I think in order to succeed, I think you have to have a key ring of success. And on that key ring, I think several keys are going to fall. You know, those of you who are here already understand the importance of education. Hopefully, from the number of times it's said, not only in the videos, but probably from your tutors, the practice is another important key on your key ring to success. Your positive attitude is another key. And then if you've got all those things, granted, they're going to help you. But the one that's actually going to start getting you success is the networking. So I think that in terms of it being a key to success, I think it's one of the keys, but it's the facilitator to success. Because how can you, despite, you can have all the education in the world and be the best makeup artist, but if you never leave your house and you never make connections, how are you going to have the opportunity to put that on people and be able to practice your skill and do what you do best? So if you take the time to network, and here's where it can be quite a chore. I always say to people in the beginning, specialize. Because if you want to do everything and you're dividing your efforts, if you're like, I want to work in theater and runway and here and here and here, it gets much harder to network. And then you're a jack of all trades. You can master one, and you can master it really quickly, get all kinds of experience in there, and then move laterally into the next one. But say, for example, you know that you want to work in the theater. If you want to work in the theater, you know, the thing that you isn't going to give you all the knowledge you need is sitting in the seat. That's where you see the illusion of what's been done for theatrical makeup. But if you actually want to see how the illusion is created and how sometimes jarring it looks in person, anyone who has seen like a true, like say Broadway level performer for a huge, huge house knows that when you see them in person with that stage makeup on, it can be a bit shocking. But when all those lights are on and you're in the seats and you're several steps away, they just look beautiful. So from the seats, you can't see, you see the illusion, you don't see the reality. But if you want to, you know, in terms of, you know, networking, you want to get there, you need to find a way to network with the people who are the keys
for the shows that you want to work in. Or the people who, there's the keys, there's the people who apply. A lot of people, it's the actors who apply on themselves. It depends on the budget of the show. Even Broadway shows do not have a budget to hire a makeup artist for every single show. Now, that's not true about all shows. For example, most Disney shows, because the makeups can be so complicated, or things that have prosthetics, like Phantom of the Opera, they have, and Shrek, when Shrek was here, they had makeup artists on staff to handle the very specific things. But when it's a regular Broadway show, very, very, very often the actor is taught a makeup by the designer and then they do it entirely by themselves for the entire run of the show.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't think most people know it. Cause they'd think, oh, there's a team of makeup artists, but no, for certain things, you know, like Lion King, they have tracks. You know, the characters you create, you know, your track, you get in, you do all the stuff by rote and you make it happen. But very often, if you're working in the theater, you're designing, you're teaching the actor, and then you go back occasionally to make sure they're doing a good job. But if you want to learn how to do this, the way that you network is you start finding out who's doing it. Now, if you want to do this realistically, unless a place is doing something that has specialty makeup in an area outside New York, all the actors are going to do it themselves. But if you come to New York and you want to do it, you find the show that it is you want to work on, you find out who designed it, you reach out to the designer, you reach out to the team, you volunteer your way in. You say what it is you do, how it's what you want to do. You write a passionate letter that says who you are, why you want to learn from them. Research the people that you, and this is true about any, like I'm giving you an example right here about how to get into the theater, but please apply these same principles for anything, runway, you know, editorial, anything, but just change who you send them to. Research the people. See what it is they've done. Why do you admire and respect this person? Why would you want to learn from them? If you just write a letter that says, it's been my dream to do this, I hope you'll contact me. Oh my, well, you know what, a million people can write a letter like that. But if you write another letter and you write to somebody and say, I am really overwhelmed by the work that you've done in your career. I've looked back and seen the beautiful productions that you've created of Midsummer Night Dream and these other Broadway shows, and your regional work has been extraordinary. And I've also seen that you've also done quite a bit of editorial work or this, whatever it may be, film and television. And the career that you have is very much in line with the one that I would like. I would greatly appreciate the opportunity to be able to experience some of this firsthand, perhaps learn from you, if you have the time, to, you know, tell me how something is designed for the theater, and perhaps have the opportunity to intern, of course, at no cost with some of your artists who are working within, you know, your current black production at the such and such theater. It would just be an incredible opportunity for me, and I'd be forever grateful. It's very specific. It shows that you've done your research, that you care about what this person has done, and it's going to have a much better shot at getting you in. Now, every letter is not going to get a yes, but there's a lot of people that you can reach out to, and you're more likely, when you write thoughtful letters, more likely to get a yes than you are a no. If it's editorial you want to do, then you start reaching out to editorial artists that you really respect, and you start asking them if you can assist them, and then call their agency and other agencies and get on the assisting list, so that you can start to meet these people, work with these people, meet the agents. And then guess what becomes very important? Those other keys on your key ring. Because you're going to get in from your networking, but if you don't have the other keys on your ring that are so valuable, the education, the talent and skill that you've developed through practice, and, you know, your positive attitude, they're going to be like, not a match for us. So that's why this networking, it's applicable anywhere. Even though I kind of put the focus on theater, as you see with that quick example into editorial, it is a blanket way to network your way in to just about anywhere. Do a little bit of research and put yourself out there.
Wow, it's really about marketing yourself.
Oh my God. I think all of life is about marketing yourself, no matter what it may be. You know, we've got this little go round the sun. You know, make sure that you know your strengths. Capitalize on them. And if you've got areas of weakness that you think are going to hold you back in your career, change them. There is not a single thing about your personality that you can't change. Yeah, it might be hard, but you can do it. Anything can be done. And if you're like, oh my God, I hate talking. When I'm in front of people, I can barely get a word out. Well, Start taking public speaking classes. Start taking classes that free you. Take improv classes. That'll set you free immediately. There is a solution to help you overcome just about anything that you might be able to self-diagnose as something that's holding you back.
That's really good advice.
Thanks.
One of your recommendations is for a new graduate to find a fellow professional to shadow and learn from. This can be intimidating, as it requires an individual who is new to the field to approach someone experienced who they may not know. Do you have some tips on the best way to go about doing this?
Well, yes, and that's, you know, want to know what's so great about the way that this has been structured, this podcast? Every single thing that we're talking about has naturally flowed one into the other. I think it shows how this career is so cyclical. If you keep your positive attitude, if you practice, if you do this work, it all just keeps going in this amazing cycle that leads you to success. Like, it's exactly the same. If you want to reach out to one of these people, just as I said the last time, do your research. See who they are. You know, specialize. Give yourself a niche right away when you dive in. Now, and I do. That's why I always say this. I don't, because believe you me, my career has not been in one and only one place. It absolutely has not. But I knew with absolute certainty that my goal immediately was to work with celebrities. And then I knew I was going to expand from that. But by choosing exactly what it is I knew I wanted to do, I was able to make a plan. Now, for me, I never shadowed. I assisted one person one time in my life. That's the only thing I did. I did a major ad campaign with an artist whose name was also Nathan, and he's become a very good friend of mine, but it was the only time in my entire career I ever assisted because I got celebrities so very, 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 very fast.
Oh, wow.
But for people who want to do this, The advice is, and it's a great thing to do. It's a great thing. What I learned from him on that one thing has aided me in many, many, many ways. So assisting can be an incredibly powerful thing. And if you want a job shadow and if you want to learn from a professional, you have to choose the niche that you want to learn in first. And then you have to find a motive to give that person to take you on. Now, why might they be glad to have you there? For example, that's what the motive is, and that should be part of your what you offer to them when you write. You know, I will assist you as long as you'll have me for 1 to 2 months. I will clean your brushes, I will carry your cases, I will stay out of your way, and I just intend to learn as much as I can from you and your years of experience. But do your research on them. Why? Why do you want to learn from them? What campaigns that have they done that you love? I think it's a lot of it's the research that you do and knowing your niche and why what you want to learn is going to help you. And then the best advice I can give you when you've got that professional shadowing you, if you have that pleasing personality, I'm telling you, trust me on this. They will help to get you work. They absolutely will help to get you work. They absolutely will. It is, you just can't. When you bend over backwards for people, when you go out of your way, they want nothing more than to also make you happy. And you will, if you find an area and you've got all of your keys on your key ring adding up for success, you will absolutely, absolutely benefit from what you do. Number one, you're going to have learned so many tips, tricks, secrets from this person that you're kind of getting secret private masterclasses from, but you're also going to just have that incredible benefit of applying it yourself. So if you do apprentice with somebody, my advice to you is, or job shadow or whatever it may be, when you get home, no matter how long or grueling the day is, have a friend or a roommate or someone who's willing to sit for you so you can practice and try these new things so they go into your skin. Because when you sit and watch them all day, they're primed in your brain. And if that's all you do is spend months watching somebody but don't practice and apply, for example, so many people watch my videos and then they do their same old makeup. I know right away. I mean, I have been doing this so long. I can look at a makeup right away and I can tell if you're doing your old habitual makeup, if you're actually practicing the makeup techniques. And, you know, if you work with these people directly one-on-one and you go home and you practice, you will watch your artistry transform. I have seen students in this program whose work, I have seen it transform in ways that have blown my mind. First applications in Unit B where the symmetry is not at all there. No techniques of classical makeup application are there. Next unit comes, I say, watch the videos. Stop with your habitual makeups. Practice. And next thing you know, unit C, night and day difference. Spectacular makeup. Then we get into unit D, mind-blowing makeup. When people step out of habit and step into a present moment practice. And when you work with somebody, when you have the great privilege of assisting or job shadowing with somebody, if you go home and practice those things, you very well could end up in that short period of time a better artist than the person you were assisting. Because one thing nobody does in this industry is practice. People get where they are and they're like, oh, I'm good, and they stop. You know, look at artists. Artists always sit in a studio and they always keep painting and they keep doing sketches and they keep doing these things. You know, designers, like I work so much with Leanne Marshall. She's constantly making new shapes, new patterns, tossing things away. No one ever sees them. Makeup artists often don't do that. They're like, ah, yeah, I know what I'm doing. If you keep practicing, if you keep playing, you can very, very, very quickly become one of the best makeup artists in the world because they don't. People just do it when they get hired to do it. But if you do it because it's your passion, it's your drive, it's your love, you can blow people out of the water, even people who are 10 years ahead of you.
Amazing advice.
Thanks.
So we've come to our last question of the episode. How can someone new to the industry stay current beyond just reading websites and magazines? What are some really good, useful ways to keep things up to date and sharp?
I think looking at all those things is very important, and look at anything you can. TV, look at the commercials, you know, watch and follow all of the current celebrities. See exactly what's happening, because the weird and unique and new things that are done there are instantly what's going to be tomorrow's trends. So when you know them ahead of time and you're already, you know, playing with them, toying with them in your mind, another thing I'd say is follow as many Instagrams as you can, both of the celebrities and the artists that you respect. So you can really see what the artists are doing, what the celebrities are wearing, and follow the artists' websites as well. But the thing that I would say above and beyond, if you want to be the most current, follow all of this. And then, you know what? If you don't want to practice makeup every day, that's no big deal. But make sure that you want to practice it at least a couple times a week. You know, if you're so passionate about this, and it's what you want to do, and it's the life you want to live, and it's the career you want to have, tell me that you can't commit 2 hours a week to practice outside of your studies. Not including your QC, your education, and the other studies that you might do to enhance your career. But tell me that if you're passionate about something, you can't give 2 hours. That's barely a percentage of a single day. If you just take an hour twice a week and you just practice all those things that you're seeing on all these other websites, and don't go, unless you really have to, don't go to websites that teach you, oh, the breakdown of how to get Adele's look or the such and such. Don't do that. There's a much better and more amazing way that you can discover your artistry and find your own voice. Look at the pictures. And this is what I would do when I was on Fox News and why I became so incredibly good at duplication makeup. I would just look at a picture and then I would figure out completely on my own how to duplicate it. And I would then, through trial and error on actual faces, and sometimes when I didn't have anybody, on my own, figure out exactly what to do, what to use to get exactly the same look that was done. And I would discover the most amazing and fascinating things. It's to the point now with me that I can look at any makeup in that is handed or emailed to me, and I can say, this is exactly how I would do it. And normally, I get it on the first go, and if I don't, I know what I did halfway through. I can wipe off one or two things and bang, no one will even know that I had to do a correction. And if you train yourself now to practice in that way, you will rule makeup. You will absolutely rule it. If you can just look at something, because all those things, when you learn for yourself, when you figure it out, when you use the mechanics of your own brain and the skill that you have to mix and match the bits and pieces of the things that you've learned, that's why the things in the program, like the four-step eye that I teach, and all those bits are so relevant, because you can break them apart. You can use them all in very different ways to assemble almost like a puzzle of a whole new makeup that you want. And when you're looking at these, you can go, ah, that's this step and this step, but it also works in some of elements of a smoky eye. I get it. When you can train yourself to break that up, to see that, you are going to be leagues ahead of so many others, because that's what the great pro artists can do. And they just go into it knowing that they have the skill and the tool set and the practice to back up what they want to achieve. So if you do this research, you look at all these things, just collect the images that you love. And then on those two, three nights a week that you're going to give yourself to practice, pull out that file and then say, okay, today we're going to do these three, and then get into doing them. That's it. That's my best advice for you, and it will transform you as an artist.
So definitely some hands-on time is needed.
Oh, 100%. The only way, again, I can't underline this enough. If you come to QC and you watch the videos to be a success, you will fail. You will absolutely fail. But if you come to QC and you watch the videos and you practice all of these techniques, and then you begin practicing these techniques further in different ways. For example, taking all the images we just talked about and using all the techniques you've been learning to further practice and develop them in new and interesting ways specifically for you, then you will become a huge success. Your success is 100% dependent upon you, and not on you watching a video, but by you practically applying what you learn immediately.
Nathan, you've provided us with so many insights. As we come to the end of our first episode, I want to say a huge thank you to my co-host, Nathan Johnson, for providing us with your expertise. I think it's invaluable both to current QC students and graduates.
I am honored that you would ask for my little bits and tidbits, and I hope that there's a couple people out there listening that will take this to heart, because it's advice that I applied in varying degrees to myself in my beginnings. But, you know, the more I practiced as my career went on, the more I grew. And everything in here can be of great benefit and aid to you guys. And I do. I want you to have the most incredible and amazing careers. And I believe in you. I believe in the power of makeup. And I believe in the power of the feel-good factor. And every one of you has the power to make this world a more beautiful and wonderful place.
Thank you to all of you who tuned in to our very first podcast episode. We look forward to recording a series of episodes for you with QC Makeup Academy. For more information, advice, and courses, visit our website, www.qcmakeupacademy.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook, and if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please subscribe on iTunes, share with your friends, and give us a review while you're at it. It only takes a moment.